from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about the Yankees, of course, yesterday, and you don't have to be a genius to figure this one out. His name is Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge swings and flies it. Deep right center field. Back near the wall. It is gone again. Aaron Judge, number 51. Soto and Judge go back to back. The stadium is raucous as the Yankees have a 6-3 lead.
Yeah, two home runs yesterday, 51 on the season, batting .333 now, 2-for-4 on the day, 3 RBIs, scores a couple of runs. Pretty good. That is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Visit thrivewellinfusion.com. All right, real quick, because he's been waiting, and then I'll get to the other stuff. Dan in Lafayette. What's up, Dan? How are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how about that, huh? Back to back to back. That was amazing.
Belly to belly to belly.
It's crazy. When Soto gets up, if he hits a homer, it's like, well, let's watch Judge follow. It's becoming common now.
That is the expectation. I would agree with you. That's almost the expectation, as crazy as that sounds.
Yep. I just want to say, I mean, I wish Aaron Judge had his April that, you know, if he maintained average like he is now in April, I think he'd be already past 62, looking at his 70 plus. And, you know, with that, I think if he stays healthy, I think next year is going to be his peak season, you know, to current.
Think about what you just said. Like, next year would be even better than what he did 2 years ago and this year. And what's crazy about that is you might not be wrong, which is remarkable to think about that.
You know, in the last segment, we had Pat in here. We're talking about Soto and trying to appeal to him to stay and all that. And he played the Judge clip. You know, we say it about Alonzo. You know, Judge isn't getting any younger either. I'm not saying he's going off a cliff or anything like that. But, you know, we think, oh, 2017 wasn't that long ago. But he debuted later because he went to college. So, you know, age-wise, I mean, look, you hope that he progresses well into the mid-30s and can play for a long time, transition to whatever, first base or DH. But, I mean, he is a big man. You hope that he doesn't break down. These last couple seasons, for the most part, have been, you know, outrageously good. But I'm sure for him, he feels like the clock's probably starting to tick on his peak prime years. And right now, they've got no World Series checked off for him. So he wants to get that done sooner rather than later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.